talked about the fact that this you see that's a short present for a gimel, but I wrote to the fakeach al atzmo, a person that wishes to carefully monitor his life, has to establish two things. One is sheyivcha ma'u atovu amiti, sheyivcha bo'odu, wa'ra amiti sheyemus b'mo. What is truly good and what is truly something you should run away from. And we've seen so often in the world the corruption of good and bad. The most monstrous evil is presented and projected as something which is good. The gravest moral violations are presented as liberal and human, and one that does not embrace them is lacking in his humanity. We so distort good and bad in this world. And it becomes very, very confusing. And very obvious things, the person that's rooted in Torah can understand clearly. But on things that are not so obvious, the person has to think very, very carefully, study very carefully, and have great teachers, great rabbis to teach them, to keep them focused on what's truly good and what's inappropriate. Once we've established that, the Ramchal says, then we're ready to begin. And that hakdomo, that preface to reach this point, is a very difficult point to have clarity in what's appropriate and what's not. There's a pasuk that we recite in Hallel. And David HaMelech says, Ona Hashem ki ani avdecha, ani avdecha ben amasach v'tach kolom yisevim. You've opened my bonds. I heard of Sarna, Zatzal, the Rosh Hashanah of Chevron, explain this pasuk in this fashion. That David HaMelech says, the only thing that I've known in my entire life, the only path I've known is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Torah. Because Rus, my ancestor Rus, my great-grandmother, already accepted the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Torah. And he avdecha ben amasecha, I've known no other way in life. And how did he define this? The Torah does not restrict the person, but he said to the contrary, you've opened my bonds. You've removed the obstacles in life. He says, as we go forward in life, we face so many situations which are morally great. And how do we sort them out? In what direction do we go? And how do we act? And David HaMelech says, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you gave me a Torah. The Torah is a roadmap. And through the careful study of the Torah, the careful study of the Torah Shemitzav and the Torah Shemotah, we can define good and bad. And therefore, B'tachton O'Sara, you've opened my bonds, I'm unshackled. I can go forward in life and deal with all the situations that I have to deal with because you've given me the Torah. Once we've defined good and bad, it's Vashliya. Is of the master Masharo Usa, then a person has to make a cheshbon nefesh. To look in the mirror and examine that which I do. Nirosam he bechlala toiv bechlala ra. Which category did I fit into? Did I fit into what's appropriate? Did I fit into what's inappropriate? And how to go about this, the Ramchal tells us, has to be in two phases. When a person is about to act, he should not act impetuously. He should consider before he acts what he's about to do, if this is truly correct. It shouldn't be a knee-jerk reaction to act. And then shalom b'shas ma'isa, that we're not always successful in life in our analysis, instant analysis. I have to do something now. I have to act. The situation that I did not foresee and I did not prepare for has come. And I have to react with barely a moment's notice. So I need to stop and think and decide what's appropriate. But I should not think that every instant decision that I've made in life is correct. If I take the tapes afterwards, the videos, and rerun them in my mind of all that I've done, are very likely to discover that some of the decisions that I made along the way, the snap judgments that I made, were not so good. I could have done them in a better fashion than I did. Or I misgaged certain situations, I misgaged certain people. I misgaged how to respond to a particular situation. Maybe I understood the people and I understood the situation, but the method that I chose to deal with it was not the most appropriate method. I could have found a much better way of doing it. So all of this is something that a Shalom B'Shas Maisa, ultimately, if we review the things that we do, we will see what needs improvement. And he says, he gives an example. He says, Shas Maisa, what are the things that I should think about as I'm about to act? I shouldn't do anything without first asking myself, well, does it fit into the things that I've defined as good enough? Or perhaps it falls short of that. So this is the first thing. Shalom Shas Maisa, Shayala the Fun of Zipon Klal Maisa. Review everything that he's done. The Yishkala is someone weighed them. Okay, the Mosna and Mishkala said, put them on this scale. Liros Mayeshpah Mayara, Manit Khoisa. What's inappropriate, and I shouldn't repeat it, from Mamina Tabla Hospital, the Hospital. And the things that I actually feel that I've done right, that I should continue to do them, and to strengthen myself, I should go about them with greater intensity. If I define something within the things that I've done as inappropriate, I didn't handle it well, Yizbonin means to think into it deeply, not superficially. V'yachkor b'sichlo, and then in fact search, like an inquiry in his mind. Eiza tachbul yasa losam ara'ahu l'itorim. How the next time that I'm faced with that situation, I will move away from it and cleanse myself from it. And this is a very, very big avodah in life. To define the methods that we need to use to succeed. In life, every one of us has our own personality, which gives us certain needs, certain characteristics in which we're very strong. And it gives us, all of us have certain characteristics in which we're weak, and which we readily stumble and mishandle things. Now, do I go about changing myself in a fashion that in the areas in which I'm weak, I won't keep stumbling again and again and do the same things over and over? Most people in most of life, you know, this guy's an angry guy. So you know when you deal with him, tread lightly because he blows his fuse easily. And it doesn't make a difference if he's 20 years old, 30 years old, or 60 years old. He's the same person. And he reacts the same way to most types of situations, certain stressful situations. So what we need to do in life is to ask ourselves, how when I come to a stressful situation, will I deal with it differently? And one of the methods that Rabbi Sol Solanta gives us, it can be used in many areas of Avodas Hashem, but I'll present it to you the way I usually present it to my Talmidim. And that is what Rabbi Sol Solanta says. One of the things we need to do is to use the treachery of the Yetzer Hara against himself. To use the Yetzer Hara's methods. We would like to think that we have very strong personalities, and we have very, very strong commitment to our goals, and we can go toe-to-toe with the Yetzer Hara and just blow them away. Listen, I'm not giving in to you, and you're not getting your way, and I'm going to do what's right. But in life, it's not so simple. The Rabbi Sol Solanta, one of the things he suggests is l'hachlif yetzer v'yetzer, to use the yetzer hara against the yetzer. Let me give you an example. Is someone that doesn't like to get up early in the morning to go to daven. It's not his thing. No, he likes to sleep. So he can try to learn Musa, which is not a bad idea, to realize how important it is to daven tzibur, that he should get up in the morning, and should have his rizos, and he should energize himself, all fine. But a lot of times, all of that doesn't work. Rabbi Sol Solanta says, well, we should add to the mix of the following. This person loves cappuccino. That's it. He's almost ready to kill for a cappuccino. So he has to make a deal with himself. If I get up to the minyan, so right after the minyan, I'm going to make a cappuccino for myself. But if I don't get up to the minyan, I'm not drinking a cappuccino tonight. Now it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and he has to get up. So the Yetzer Tov is telling him meekly, listen, minyan's important. Tzibah's important. You have to get the day started. It'll help you. And the Yetzer Hara is a very strong appeal. Listen, it's chilly when you get out from under the covers. It's dark. You want to just turn over and go to sleep for another hour. Then you get up, you feel so much better the whole day. And you won't go through the misery of getting up when it's so dark and cold. So just go back to sleep. And the Yetzer Hara is very appealing. Yes, the message is a good one. It sells well. It's a good slogan, a good advertising slogan. But then a new thought enters my mind. Wait a second. I can already smell the aroma of the cappuccino. Now, if I get up by 7 o'clock, I'm going to finish davening, and I'm going to go get myself a cappuccino and enjoy it before I go off to do whatever I'm going to do today. So now I have a different weight on the scale. I'm not only trying to fight the Yetzer Hara because of the nobility of the mitzvah. I'm going to fight the Yetzer Hara in his own terms. You know, a cappuccino was appealing to me. Physically, it's materially appealing to me. And therefore, I'm going to use that to motivate me to get up. I'm disciplined enough that if I don't get up, I'm not going to drink a cappuccino. So now at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm not only using the Yetzer Tov to tell me to go forward, but I'm using the Yetzer Hara. And it's interesting, Rabbeinu Yoina tells us in the Sefer on Chumash that this is really the notion of a siyum. We make a siyum. One would imagine a siyum is something of ruchnius, spiritual. So probably afterwards I should recite tilim, I should have a fast day, beg the Rabbeinu Shalom to give me siyata d'shmaya in the future that I should make another siyum. But what do? We party. What do we party? Which is a material celebration. So the Rabbeinu Yoina tells us the reason that we party is because basically we are comprised of two parts, the neshama and the material side, the body of man. The neshama celebrates the siyum of the masech. But the body says, what do I have from the siyum of the masech? All I had was sleepless nights worrying about how to finish this gemara. What's physical, what material satisfaction do I have from finishing? So what do? Is we make a party. So the physical self, the material self says, you know, when I'm learning, hey, you know, let's move ahead. I'm looking forward to the next scene. The last scene was great. You know, the food was phenomenal. The drinking was phenomenal. The reality was great. And there's a very famous marshal exactly along these lines of the Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid tells us that there were two people. One was deaf and one was lame. And the lame person loved to dance, but he was lame. He couldn't dance because his feet were not healthy. But he could hear the music. The deaf person had healthy feet. He could dance, but he couldn't hear the music. So the lame person went to the deaf person and he said, listen, I'm going to get up on your shoulders. And when they start to play the music, I'm going to start to stuff cherries into your mouth. You love cherries. So as long as I'm stuffing cherries, you dance. So they made a deal. He climbed on his shoulders, the music plays, and the lame person starts feeding him cherries, and as long as he's fed cherries, he keeps on dancing. So the Dubna Magid said, both of them are dancing, but they're dancing for different reasons. The lame person is dancing because of the music. That's why he's dancing. He's jumping around. The person that's deaf has no notion of the music. He doesn't hear its rhythm. He's not moved by its beats. He just knows one thing, that he likes cherries. If he gets cherries, he dances. So both of them are dancing, albeit for different reasons. And the Dubna Magid said, this is the notion that we have overseen. That the guf and the neshama will celebrate simultaneously, but for different reasons. The neshama will celebrate, we accomplish something in ruchnius. Finish the Masechta, we learn the part of the Rabbeinu Shalom's third, drawn closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. the physical nature of ourselves, we'll celebrate because we're partying. Steak is good. The drink, the wine is good. The beer is good. The cakes are good. So this way we have Shleimus Aleinu, the entire soul, the entire human being, the full package that the Rebbeinu Shlomo has given us, the Yud Bar Shoma, that we'll celebrate in simultaneous. So this is the notion that the Ramchal tells us, that we need is Yisboinu, we have to think deeply, B'yachko B'sichlo, and search in our minds, Eza Tachbulu Yasev, what can we do, Losum and Arahu, what are you talking about? It's not so simple, not so obvious. To go toe-to-toe with the Yetzer Hara, that's very nice if we can. But suppose we're not strong enough to go in that regard, to succeed in that regard. So we have to find the means, a devious means, of dealing with the Yetzer Hara, to use his methodologies against them, and thereby to succeed. So this is what the Ramchal means. V'yachko v'sichlo izadam. V'yasa losum ha'ra'u v'litorim. The Rebbeinu Shalom grant that we find inspiration from the words of the Ramchal, that it inform our way that Hashem raise a service of the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbetzin and I extend our brachas to everyone to have a beautiful Shabbos, a healthy Shabbos, a joyful Shabbos. We're looking forward to having the opportunity to see each other face to face again in the Reis HaKnesses. We hope that it will happen in Korov. May the shir be a schus for all the chaylim that need a refuah, the schus of the Torah that we've learned. May the Rebbeinu Shalom grant all of them, the refuah shleima v'mehera, those that are not ill should take ill and should not take ill, and those that have taken ill should have a refuah shleima. The Rebbeinu Shalom should be buried the refuah. The Rebbeinu Shalom should provide the means of rectifying this very difficult situation that we're in. And it should take place in the Korah, which shouldn't be a lengthy process, and one that will allow us to return to a more normal and joyful existence. A very good evening and a very good Shabbos.